Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God for one more night. Hallelujah. Of the Spirit-filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Women Conference, first annual conference. And thus far, the Lord has blessed us with such a mighty word from the women of God that have come forth. And I know that the Lord is going to bless tonight from the woman of God that's going to come to bring the word of the Lord on tonight. I thank everyone for being on the line. We praise God for who he is. Hallelujah. And we glorify him for what he has done all week long in the conference. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of all our praise. I am Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I am your host for Spirit-filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry, and it is an honor and a pleasure to be here for our last night of the Women's Conference. Hallelujah. We know that the Lord has been so good to us. Hallelujah. And we thank him that he allowed us to come on the line. Hallelujah. And just to preach and hear his word, to fellowship. Hallelujah. We know that God is everywhere, and when he says that two or three come together, that he is in the midst. And truly, he is in the midst. Hallelujah. So we thank him for all that he has done. We thank him because he's God Almighty. We thank him for his faithfulness, his unconditional love. We thank him for his only begotten Son. And we thank him for his Holy Spirit that has come to dwell on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He is such a mighty, awesome God, and we can do nothing but just praise his name, because we know that it's because of him that we are here. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. At this time, I'm going to read our scripture that has been read all week long, and then I'm going to pray a little prayer, and I'm going to sing a song, and then I'm going to come back and introduce the woman of God for tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The scripture has been coming from Psalm 115, verse 15. It reads, "Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth." And the theme for the conference was, "My Father has blessed me." Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come once again, Lord God, to give you honor, glory, and praise. Lord, to tell you thank you. Thank you for all your goodness. Thank you for all your mercy. Thank you for all your grace. Lord, thank you for all that you have done this week, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for just being God Almighty. Thank you for being the author and finish of our faith. Thank you, Father God, for allowing no harm or danger to come unto us or to our families. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary that flows over us, Lord God, and keeps us. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that comfort us and give us the peace, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we thank you that even though weeping may endure for a night, Lord, we know that your joy will come in the morning. God, we thank you and we glorify you. We love you tonight and we bless your name. Bless the woman of God, Lord God, that come tonight to stand before your people to say what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to bless in a mighty way, O God. Let your word come forth, Lord God, with your power, your dunamis power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for giving us this women's conference all week long. Father God, I just bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the great work, Lord God, that you are doing in your daughters, Lord God. Hallelujah, for allow us to come together as women of God. Hallelujah, and to worship you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 You're so worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Yes, Lord. God, you are here, Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome you on this line, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. A sweet spirit, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is here. Hallelujah. Even on this line, hallelujah, and even though we're in different places, hallelujah, coming together, hallelujah, if you believe that God is in the midst, hallelujah, then it's a blessing, hallelujah, because I believe that the Lord is here. He's on this line, hallelujah. He has been on the line all week long with us, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his presence, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Again, I thank everyone for coming on the line tonight. Hallelujah. I have the privilege of introducing the woman of God that is going to bring the word of God tonight. I knew this woman of God. I know her and knew her ever since I was a little girl. Hallelujah. She was a little girl. We used to play together, sleep together, eat together. Hallelujah. We grew up together. This woman of God is my biological sister, Evangelist Dolores Chapman. We have cried together, laughed together, hallelujah. We have agreed together and disagreed together, hallelujah. She's a woman of God that truly believes in the word of God and has a no nonsense when it comes to the word of God. She's a woman of God that loves her family, hallelujah. She'll do what she can for you, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I appreciate her. I appreciate her being my sister. She is my one and only sister, my young sister. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I think that she should have been the oldest because sometimes it seems like she has more of the sense than I used to have. Hallelujah. But I thank God for such a woman of God. I thank God. Hallelujah. She has been saved for a very long time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. She came out of the Church of God in Christ. She is married to Pastor Donnie Chapman of Triumph Church in Sherrill, South Carolina. And I thank God that she accepted to come on tonight to bring a word of God. And I ask that you pray with her as well as for her as the Lord continue to use her. She has 3 children, grown children, and 4 grandchildren. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I thank God for her. I introduce to some and present to others my sister, my biological sister and my sister in Christ, my friend, Evangelist Dolores Chapman. I turn it over to you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm giving thanks to you, Reverend Dr. Dorsey, and I'm giving thanks to God because nobody could have done it like he did it. Hallelujah, somebody. I remember the time when I didn't want to hear anything about the Lord. But one day, he found me in my mess. Hallelujah. Now, you might say, what kind of mess? He found me in an unsuitable state. One where I did not want to serve him. I did not want to acknowledge him. I had too many burdens. Hallelujah. I had too many problems. I can't do it now. I just can't. I can't. I got to fix it on my own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But one day, at age 26, I was burdened. I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't know who to call. I didn't even have sense enough to call on God. I didn't have sense enough to say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. But one day, I sat at my kitchen table, and I was in here by myself. I'm just giving you a little bit more history about me. And I sat at my table, and I pulled out this track that a young lady that we grew up with, and I pulled it out, and I read it. And when I read it the first time, the confession, accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, it didn't make sense to me because my heart wasn't in it. And I picked it up again. And this old stony heart, it began to melt. I began to feel like I never felt before. I began to look up to my ceiling, which probably was, I was looking up to heaven, and I began to cry out to the Lord. I said, Lord, if you save me, I won't turn back. If you just help me, I won't turn back. And that day, sitting at my kitchen table, the brightest sunshine that I had ever seen, it was so bright. I couldn't believe it, but I thank and praise God for saving me, and not only saving me, but sealing me. He sealed me. There have been times when I wanted to give up. There have been times when I wanted to stay where I was, but God said, not so, not on my watch. I dare you. Not on my watch. And when he filled me with his precious Holy Spirit, his precious Holy Ghost, I was not the same, church. I was not the same. Now, I want to tell you the flip side of this. Did everything go my way? No. Did trouble come? Yes, more trouble came. But one thing I had a bridge that was over troubled water, and that bridge was Jesus. I thank you, Reverend Dorsey, for being my rock, for being my mentor. And yes, I thank you for everything that I've learned from you. I thank you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Hallelujah. There are benefits in serving the Lord. I'm not talking about materialistic things all the time. I'm talking about, I'm going to go through my subject, and you'll understand. Hallelujah. But before I go there, I'm going to pray. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come before you, everyone on the line. Father God, we have different needs. We have different concerns. Some of us are worrying, and you said in your word, worrying is a sin. Father God, I come on the behalf of your people. Some are sick. Some need to be healed. I speak the word of God in their lives. You said with Jesus Christ, we are healed. You said healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. And then you said you send your healing always. And I said, thank you, Lord, because you are our God. You are our Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray for the bereaved families on today. Yes, Lord, my heart is heavy on today, but yet I know I have to press through in the name of Jesus. I pray for the McIver family, the McDonald family, who are going through bereavement in the name of Jesus. And I pray for that family that I heard Pastor BJ talk about on Monday night. I pray for her and all those other families that were standing in the need. Yes, Lord, we need you. But one thing we know, God, that you are here. You are here in the midst of us all. Father God, you are here. And we say thank you, Father God. Deliver us from all evil. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you. And we bless you for your anointing. Your anointing that destroys every yoke. Your anointing, God. If it was not for you on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah, God. We say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For not only hearing us, but delivering us in this hour, Lord. We're thanking you for great reports, your report, because your word said, whose report shall we believe? We're believing your report, Lord. We're declaring and decreeing all over this land, Lord, that you are going to break every yoke. Lord, we are asking you in the name of Jesus to help us. Help us during this dark season. Help us. Let us see your light. Let us see your hope. Because you told us that you are our hope. You told us in your word that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, Lord, while we can hope and hold on to you, God, we know we have the victory. And we thank you. I pray for Dr. Dorsey, Reverend Dorsey. I pray for their household. I pray for their children. I pray for everybody's children on this line, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins. Hallelujah. Your mothers and your fathers, in the name of Jesus. Cover us, Father God, with your precious blood. Cover us, God. Only you can cover us, and we plead the blood of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you on every hand. The blood of Jesus come against you. We command you in the name of Jesus. We command you in the name of Jesus to flee from us. We say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, your only begotten Son. Hallelujah, somebody. Y'all, I'm fired up. I was fired up from this morning. I have been fired up all week because, ladies, keep doing what you're doing, women of God. All of you that came before me this week, continue to do what you do best, and that's to stay on the wall. You can't calm down. Regardless of what it feels like, what it acts like, what it looks like, you cannot come down off the wall. Hallelujah. We rebuke Satan right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we say thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for being here. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for allowing us to be on one accord. Yes, we do, Lord. We thank you. It's nothing like being on one accord. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I thank and praise God. I don't take it lightly. I humble myself before him because I didn't call me. He called me, and he confirmed it, and I am so glad. So I'm not lifted up. When my sister, Pastor, Reverend, Dr. Dorsey asked me, what did you want me to say about you? I told her, I don't need an accolade. It's good to have accolades, and I bless God for the accolades. Just tell who I am. That's all you need to know. Yes, I have degrees, but they don't make me. I made them because I had to pay for them. So it's okay. And I bless God that he allowed me to struggle. Can I say that again? To struggle to get those degrees. But you know what? Even in the struggle, it was a blessing. And I say thank you, Father God. Everything that he's done for me has been a blessing. And I have struggled, but I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for the man that held my back. And that's my husband, my pastor, my friend, my lover, my confidant. Hallelujah. I thank him because when I'm walking a little slew-footed, he said, okay, Dolores, he gets on me and he reels me back in and he speaks his peace with me. Sometimes I don't like it. That's just like something new. You don't like it when somebody corrects you. But constructive criticism is not bad. It's when somebody's trying to tear you down. But God help people in our lives, in our path, that will lift us up. And if people truly love you, they're going to tell you, okay, you didn't say that right. You didn't do that right. And a lot of times, our body language, we may not say things, but our body language, it gets us in trouble. So I am grateful for my children, my grandchildren, and I just thank and praise God that he is doing a work in me, not Dolores, but God. Because if he didn't do the work, no telling where I would be, Dr. Dorsey. Your name is a tongue twister sometimes for me. But anyway, moving on. Anna, that's my lady that I'm going to speak on tonight. Anna. And when I read about Anna, I couldn't do nothing but repent. I had to repent. And you'll see why I had to repent. Anna, a model for spiritual devotion. She was a model. She did not play. She did not move out of the place where God had called her. She didn't move. She stood still. Anna, the woman who became the first Christian missionary. She was the first Christian missionary. And not only a missionary, but she became a prophetess. They noted her as being a prophetess. She was the daughter of Peniel, And the meaning of her name is favor or grace. The name of her husband, who died young, is not given. Her father was one of the tribes of Asher. Anna was married, and she was married for only 17 years when her husband passed away. She was only married for 7 years. Hallelujah, somebody. But the thing about Anna, she could have wallowed in her bereavement. But Anna decided that she was going to work for the Lord. And the word of God said she remained a widow for 84 years. Anna was a woman of faith. And some theologians, they said she must have been over 100 years old when her failing eyes beheld the Savior. She had longingly expected. She prophesied of the coming of Jesus Christ. She had grown old in the sanctuary. I'm going to say that again. She had grown old in the sanctuary. Now, I'm going to go to the scripture. Luke, the second chapter. Luke, the second chapter, starting at the 36th verse. And it reads, "There was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher." Asher, anyway, sometimes Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband, as I stated earlier, 7 years. And the Bible says, from her virginity, meaning that she didn't know any other man except for the one that she was married to and the one that died and left her, and she became a widow. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which is 84, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers, night and day. She fasted and she prayed night and day. I said, "Lord, help me." I'm not talking about anybody but Dolores. "Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Jesus, to get to that point. I do fast when I'm led to fast. And when I'm led to fast, it could be 10 days, 3 days. The longest I've gone is 30 days. And I had help from my two daughters who stepped in and undergird me in my fasting." So fasting and praying is essential. The 38th verse. "And she coming in that instance gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all of them that look for redemption in Jerusalem." Hallelujah. God is good. And I'm not going to read all of it. Read it in your spare time open up the Word of God, not when you feel like it, even when you don't feel like it. I find myself turning to the Word when I feel like all hope is gone. And I turn to the Word of God. And you know something? God will have a word for you. You belong to Him. He will belong to you. Over in John, the 15th chapter, He states, "You abide in Me, and I abide in you." He said, "You can ask anything, anything." He tells us in that 15th chapter, "I am the true vine, and My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in Me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." So it's a win-win situation when we abide in the true vine. And then He says, if a man abide not in Me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So we have work to do, women and men of God. We don't have time to gossip. We don't have time to speculate. We don't have time to be false accusers. We don't have time for any of that nonsense, because it's getting late in the evening and the sun is going down. The Word of God tells us, when night cometh, no man can work. Hallelujah. So we must attend to the things of God. We must hold fast to His Word and declare His Word in our lives, whether we feel like it or not. Hallelujah. The other morning I got up, and there was a heaviness on me. I couldn't shake it. And I thought about calling my sister to help me to get a prayer through. Then I thought about calling a friend of mine, a close friend. Because, see, I don't be calling everybody to pray for me. I don't. Now, I'm not saying it's anything wrong with it, but I just don't. Because if there's anything that I'm doing, I want you to tell me. I want you to help me. Don't give me no accolades. Don't pat me on my back. I need to hear the whole matter, the whole conclusion of the matter. Now, going back to Hannah, she served God with fasting and praying. Matthew 6, 16 through 18. And this is what the Bible says. "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their face, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So, I know there are some people, they may not be able to fast because of medication or whatever, but there are all kind of fasts. Fast from TV. take a week off from TV and just read your Bible and communicate with God. Hallelujah, somebody. Talk to the Lord. Shut the phones down for a week. I mean, answer the phone if you need to answer it. But if you don't have to, fast from that phone. Because a lot of times, God wants you where he wants you. And sometimes phone calls can be a distraction. So we can fast. Fast from mind, oh, I just got to have those shoes. I got to have that dress. Fast from that and give God thanks and give him glory for the things that he has done. He says, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. For this is our reasonable work. We got to understand that we have to give up something for the Lord. We have to give up something for the Lord. Fasting is important. It's a soul cleanser. How often we forget that our bodies are the temple of the Lord, especially when deciding what to eat. Oh, I just got to have that back. Oh, I just got to have this. I just got to have that. And then you go to the doctor, your blood pressure sky high, your sugar level sky high because you don't want to put the soft drinks down. Fast from soft drinks. I don't drink soft drinks. But fast from soft drinks. Fast from that. Fast from it. Fasting is, it moves your faith. When you fast diligently, wholeheartedly, some things will fall off you. Some things will fall off you. But it can't be a fast where you always want something. Yes, I understand that we have to fast because the Word of God says these kinds come out by fasting and praying. So, yes, we have to fight in the spirit. We have to. We have to wage war. Fasting, it becomes a new desire for God. And then we learn to acknowledge him that we need him to live. Some of you think, oh, I just got to have me some food. Now, Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't have nothing to eat. And once again, I'm not telling you to do as Jesus did or do as I do when I'm fasting. But we can fast from a lot of things. Fast from reading all of these get-rich schemes. Fast from, oh, I just got to have this book. It's going to tell me how to be a millionaire. The Bible, the 66th book of the Bible, will tell us as the people of God everything we need. Fasting, it takes you into a deeper praise. You just want to get to God. You just want to love on God. You just want to understand what his word is being said to you. We need a deeper, not just hitting the surface. I know what it's like to hit the surface and to be transparent. Sometimes I hit the surface. But one thing about it, the Holy Spirit will quicken me say, Lord, help me. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Fasting will bring about a sensitivity to God's voice. You'll begin to hear God's voice. This is what Anna did. How many of us can honestly say that we'll stay in the house of God, in the temple of God, day and night, fasting and praying, talking to God, letting God communicate to us? We don't even pray, a lot of us, when we get in our cars. We just jump in them, jump in, oh, I'm going to the store right down the street. We need the covering. We need to pray and ask God to cover us. Cover us, Lord, with your precious blood. Cover us, God. Cover us under the blood of Jesus. Be a hedge of protection all around us, Lord. We need God's voice in our ear. It brings about a new satisfaction. Sometimes we can eat our favorite food and we may say, gosh, that don't taste the same. It doesn't taste like the first one I had. We have to understand that God has given us tools to work with. Hallelujah. I believe in prophets when they come from the Lord, because he had them here. And I know there are some true prophets here, but we have to learn to hear from the Lord. We have to tune our ears towards heaven and ask God to speak. Now, prayer. Hannah was a praying woman. And this is how she communicated with God and also developed a relationship. She developed a relationship with God by her fasting and her praying. Prayer will strengthen us as believers. We got to pray God's word over our lives. Not that God don't know his word, but he wants us to understand that we have a powerful weapon right at our fingertip, and that is his word. That is his word. So when we pray and ask God to open up our understanding, because he said, any of you who like wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, ask for it. That's a way of communicating with God. Prayer, it gets God's attention. When we come together on one accord, trusting God with one voice, one mind, healing will prevail. We can't come to God haphazard. We cannot. We're going to have to believe him and take him at his word. And yes, we can ask for healing, and it may not manifest itself when we want it, but keep thanking God, and it will come to pass. And I'm reminded of Paul, who had that thorn in his side. He had it, but it didn't stop him. It didn't hinder him from, you know, prevailing in the things of God. It defeats Satan. This is what prayer does. It gives us peace. It reveals God's will. Now, the Lord's Prayer, when we go into the Lord's Prayer, we must praise and worship him. We must pray. The Lord's Prayer is about praying God's will. It's about praying for our needs. It's about confessing sin and asking for forgiveness. It's about asking help to forgive others. It's about praying for safety, protection, and deliverance. And I love the Lord's Prayer. I go to bed with it. I wake up with it. Because I believe just what His Word says. It's about deliverance. It's about hope. And I thank and I praise God for everything that He has done. I thank God for Hannah. She was indeed a model. She was a role model, a spiritual role model for any woman. You know, it's something to marry at such a young age. And I think I heard one of the women, I think it was Elder Brown, if I'm not mistaken, when she said, Hannah, whoever had Hannah on that night, and said that she was young. This woman was young, too. I could be in error, but it was one night that one of the women was talking about their woman, and she was at age 14 when the theologian, you know, recorded it. And these theologians, they recorded that she was about 14, and her husband probably was at the age of 21. So that was a young, but back in the biblical days, back in those days, when they got married, 14, old, but now 14 is not. So we have to search God's word out to find examples. See ourselves in His word. See ourselves being healed in His word. See ourselves prospering in His word. And I'm not always talking about, oh, God bless me with a house. Excuse me. God bless me with a house. God bless me with shoes. He blessed me with a new car. Look to God for spiritual things. Because His word tells us that this carnal man cannot receive spiritual things. So we have to fast. We have to pray. And ask God to show us His will and His way. We must. We can't give up on God. He don't ever give up on us. We are not a lost cause. We are His people. And He loves us. He loves us. And I'm reminded of one verse of scripture, Jesus wept. And we know why He wept. Those of you who read your Bible. So get into the Word of God, not when you feel like it, but get into the Word of God when you don't feel like it. And I'm not saying anybody on the line don't get into that word. What I'm saying is find yourself deeper in God's word. And it's not going to make you fanatical. It's going to allow you to become what He wants you to become. And I thank and I praise Dr. Dorsey for this time and this space. I thank and praise God. But before, I want to do the Lord's Prayer, and that's the end of my message. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Amen. Dr.
Amen.
Dorsey.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Evangelist Chapman told us how we can have spiritual devotion by fasting and praying and trusting God and having faith in God and getting closer to God, giving up those things. I know there are some things that I need to go up. I'm one that likes to shop, so I know I need have some things I need to give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm
all
not going
to
say.
I need to give up.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen,
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
But I wasn't saying that to convict you, but you know what you have to do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, the Spirit convicts. Hallelujah.
Yes. And Dr. Dorsey, if anybody desires prayer, it's in my spirit, you can open up the lines. But
okay, before I open up the lines for prayer, I'm going to ask Elder Chapman to come and give us a little remark, okay? Elder Chapman? Is he on the line?
Let me check. Hold on. He should be on the line. He's on a different line. He should be on his phone. I'm on a different phone.
I believe I got it open.
You hear her? He hear you. He going to be obedient.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Tell them, come on and do it.
We can't hear you, Elder Chapman.
He must have got on mute.
We can't hear you. He's coming. Give him a second.
Okay, amen. I had my phone on mute and I forgot it was on mute. Amen. What a wonderful word on tonight. Amen. Letting us know, we have to have put our faith and trust in Almighty God. Amen. Yes, we give honor to God tonight and to you, Dr. Dorsey, and you, Reverend Frankie Dorsey. We give honors to you and to Evangelist Chapman on tonight. We have really enjoyed the message on tonight.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Now I'm going to open up the lines for prayer. So if anybody would like prayer. Huh? I didn't hear you. Elder Chapman is finished. Yeah, I'm open up the lines for everyone that would like prayer. Amen. All right, amen, amen. The lines are open. Amen. Is there anyone online like prayer? Amen. Elder Chapman.
Yes.
Evangelist, you were finished with Mark, weren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Evangelist Chapman, I don't think anybody online would like prayer. I got all the lines open.
Okay.
Giving honor to God, this is Reverend Dorsey.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Ella Chapman, Evangelist Chapman. We thank God. We give honor to God. We thank God for the transpired this week and tonight. As we're looking at Amy, looking at being dedicated and devoted and committed to doing God's work. And we thank God for that. And Evangelist Chapman, you when you started out, you touched on a testimony that it was very similar to something that happened in my life. Now, I think you said you had a track. You had a track that a friend gave you. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I thought about that because what happened, I was in a dark place, and God had put me there. But he never left me. He never took his hand off of me. But he didn't let anything happen to me. And I was in this place, and I was living. And I was living in a place where men had gotten was getting out of prison, and I had never been to prison. And men was there, and I was sent there to stay. And when I got there, and I was with that, a man that was on probation, coming from out of prison, had committed all type of crimes, and I was living in this place, and I was washing my clothes, and I was there. God had placed me there. Don't know why, but he had put me there. And I was washing my clothes, and I found a track. And that track, I read it. It was out of the Gospel according to John, and it had John 3:16. And as I read it and finished reading it, and it had in the back, it said, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you confess your sin, sign it here. And I signed that track, and that's very similar to what you're talking about. And when I signed that track, I was filled with the Holy Ghost, and God changed my life. Like you said, everything didn't go good right off. But yet and still, I went through some more testing and some more trials. But yet and still, God, I put that track in my bag. And here it is today in 2020, I still have that track. I still have that track. And it's been over 30-some years. And I still have that track. And I thank God for that because God can put you. He can put you in some places, in some dark places, but he won't let anything happen to you. And sometimes I think about that, and I talk about that, and I heard you say it tonight, and I thought about it. And I thank you, and I thank God, and I thank you for sharing that testimony because somebody will hear that, will hear it. And that can impact somebody's life. And God bless you. God bless the other gentlemen, and God bless all that are on the line.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, we truly thank God for everything that transpired this week. We thank God for every woman of God that came on the line to brought such a word from the Lord this week, and we thank Evangelist Chapman for coming on tonight and saying what thus says the Lord and tell us how we can be a model of spiritual devotion. Hallelujah. The things that we need to do to get closer to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. We thank God for every word that went forth. We thank God for every person that came on the line this week. Hallelujah. For those that are still on and those that had to leave. Hallelujah. But we were blessed by the words. Hallelujah. We thank Elder Pastor Chapman for coming to give a few remarks on tonight. Hallelujah. We bless and continue to pray that God will continue to bless Triumph Church and the members, and that the Lord will soon open up all the doors where the people of God can come together physically and fellowship in the Lord. So we truly thank God. Evangelist Chapman, Dolores Chapman, I turn it back over to you that you can give remarks and then dismiss us. And God bless each and every one of you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Truly, I thank and I praise God, you know, that he never let go of me. And I am so grateful because the word of God says, let a man examine himself. And when I began to examine myself, I found out I was truly missing the mark. And because sometimes we go through the motion, we know how to deliver the word, but sometimes we don't actually trust God's word. Because, and I'm speaking from past experience, we got to see what this one has to say, see what that one has to say. And they can't do no more than what you can do. And the person that can really do it all is Jesus Christ. That's why he gave up his life so that we could have a tree, so we could have the tree of life, and so that we could, gather from him, from his lifeline. And I am so grateful for every woman that was on the line all this week. I am truly grateful because I gleaned from you all, and I ponder a lot that was said in my heart. And I'm a person, I write stuff down, okay? But I didn't have my notes in front of me, so that's why I couldn't be accurate about which woman had spoke about the person who was young, age 14 also. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think and I praise God, if all hearts and minds are clear, let us go to the Lord, and whatever concerns we have, let's leave it there, because we can't do nothing with it. When we take it on, all it do is burden us, and that's it. And it keep us from growing in the things of God, and we want to grow. We don't want to stay the same. Why be saved for 50 years, ever since you were 13, and not making a difference? Amen. And I'm talking about it in your own personal life, because we always want to make a difference in somebody else's life. But what about your own life? What kind of difference can you make in your life? And that's all I got to say. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this glorious week. Thank you, Father God. Continue to bless every woman who poured out in this women's conference. Continue to heal them. Continue to deliver them. Continue to elevate them in the name of Jesus. We thank and we praise you. Continue to bless the Dorsey household. Dr. Dorsey, Reverend Dorsey, continue to bless their household. Continue to bless my household. Continue to bless everyone's household who is on this line. Lord, meet their need. Meet their need on this week, Lord. Meet their need, and they will be a living testimony for you and only you, because they will know that man didn't do it, but you did it, Lord. And we are so grateful and we're so humble that you are in our lives. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we declare all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Chapman, again, thank you so much for coming on the line. For allowing the Spirit of the Lord to use you and bring that word unto us tonight, for it was a blessed word. And I know that everybody that was on the line was blessed. And now I say not to prolong any longer. Good night to everyone. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And thank you so much for taking the time out to come and fellowship with us tonight. Good night.
Good night.